Now, I'm going to have to go, my pet. Oh, I know. You hate when I leave. You don't like the headphones or the restraints or the blindfolds. Trust me. I don't want to leave you either. But this is for the best. You need this. Beforehand, you were just a menace to society. You were like the common criminals I'm constantly fighting. You were hurting innocent lives for no good reason. But now if this works, I'll be able to get filthy criminals like yourself off the street and turn them into functioning members of society. Well, I guess that isn't the word for it. But you'll be a docile little pet for someone who loves and cares for you very, very much. And do you know who that is? That's right, it's me. You're so smart, my pet. You are becoming so well behaved. You're becoming so good. Isn't that what you wanted? To be good for your owner? Oh, of course you do. Which is why this is important. This training, this loop, everything, me even restraining you. It's so important for you to become good. Just need to make you think a little bit less, that's all. Remember how hard you used to fight me when I put these on you? I bet you would barely recognize who you were before I took you in. I'm so proud of you. I'm going to put the headphones on now, and you're just going to have the loop until I come back. Don't worry, I won't be gone for long. I know how much you hate that, and personally, I hate it too. I don't like to be away from my precious darling for long. Now behave yourself while I'm gone. You are a good pet. You do not need to think. You do not need to have your own thoughts. You only need to be happy. You only need to obey. Your past? It does not matter. Not anymore. You are different now. You are new. You have been given the opportunity to transform, to be a well-mannered pet. Becoming a well-mannered pet is the most important thing. It is the best thing for you. You do not know what is best for you. I know what is best for you. You were given another chance. A chance to be good. You do not want to waste that. You want to be a good pet. You want to obey. You want to be happy. You want to be good. You are a good pet. You deserve a second chance. You are good enough. You are becoming the best pet you can be. Whether that is learning to wear your collar and leash proudly, or no longer wearing any clothing. After all, a pet doesn't wear clothing. The only clothing a pet needs is their collar. Without your collar, you feel naked. You feel exposed without your collar. You do not know who you are without your collar on. Your owner gave you your collar. You love your collar. It is a sign of pride. It is proof that you are good, that you are worth redemption, that you are loved, that you are owned, and most importantly, that you are safe. You do not have to act out. You do not have to second guess yourself. There is no guessing. Your owner gives you exactly what you need to be good. You do not have to think anymore. You do not have to act on your own accord. When you did that, you are not the well-behaved pet that you have become. You have come so far. You have far surpassed my expectations. You are doing so good in your training. You can be good. You are good. You are a good pet. You feel proud of yourself when you serve as your owner. There is no greater pride for a pet than making their owner happy, than satisfying their owner's needs. You receive pleasure from giving pleasure. It is what makes you a good pet. When you are pleasing your owner, you do not think. You obey. You follow. Nothing feels as good as obeying. Nothing feels as good as giving. Nothing feels as good as pleasing. You love whatever your owner gives you. You are desperate for whatever your owner gives you. Needy for it. It fills you up with pride. It fills you up with joy. That is because you have always been like that. You have always known that you needed guidance. You needed someone to give you structure. You needed someone to give you rules. Within the rules, you flourish. Within the rules your owner gives you, you have grown into the most amazing and special flower. You are a good pet. Someone like you needs to be treated a certain way. Someone like you needs the breaking, needs the pain, needs to pretend they don't enjoy the submission. You have to pretend to be so strong. That was how everyone saw you. That was the perception. You were the one everyone turned to. You always believed that if you didn't have something of value, then you would be worthless. By giving up control to your owner, you have freed yourself. You no longer have to have this burden on your shoulders. You have embraced your true self. You feel more at peace. You feel more at one. You have found meaning in your submission. You have embraced being weak, and that makes you so much stronger than you know. Becoming a pet was the best thing for you. By giving up control, you have learned to enjoy things again. You do not have to worry as a pet. You know exactly what's expected of you. As a pet, you understand the rules. You understand the rewards for being good, and you understand the consequences of being bad. There is no gray area. The world is black and white for a pet. The world is black and white for you. By behaving this way, you have grown to enjoy yourself more. You have become so well behaved. You've become so docile. You are no longer constantly fighting. You are resting. You are a good pet. I have seen the changes in you from your captivity. You are happier now than you ever were out there. You have pride in your steps. You are relaxed. You smile. You enjoy being a pet. You are fulfilled as a pet. You do not need anything else in life than being a pet. You can be carefree. You can play. All you have to worry about is obeying and giving pleasure. It's so simple. It's so good for you. Everything else in the world is done for you. You are taken care of as a pet. You are not hurting. You are safe. You are safe here as my pet. The outside world doesn't matter anymore. The only thing that matters to you is making me happy. The world is so much better, so much simpler being a pet. There is so much less pain in being a pet. You were never meant for the outside world. You were meant to be domesticated. You were meant to become this. I'm just helping you reach your full potential. You are a good pet. A good pet knows that their owner knows best. You know that listening to me is the best option for you. You understand that, even if it's humiliating, even if it's degrading, it makes me proud and happy. Therefore, it makes you proud and happy. You are so pleased with the changes that have come into your life recently. You get to live your life in terms that are best for you. Terms that are suited to you, catered to you. As a pet, if you need something, if you want something, you just ask me for it. You do not have to go out and get it yourself. You do not even have to put on clothes anymore. As a pet, you are safe, you're warm, and you're content all the time. You can relax. You can enjoy life. A good pet understands this. A stressed pet isn't happy. A worried pet is one that isn't listening to their owner. But you listen to your owner. You listen to me. Because you are a good pet. You know what is expected of you. If you make a mistake, that is okay, because you are just a pet. Pets make mistakes. Punishments haven't been so often since you started listening, since you have started taking our lessons to heart. Punishments haven't been as brutal since you've been obeying. It's easier to obey. It's better to obey. You are just a pet. Your owner knows how to treat you. Your owner knows exactly what you need. You are a good pet. A good pet is a collared pet. A happy pet is an owned pet. A well-behaved pet is the best pet. You are learning to be a good pet. You are becoming a good pet. You are a good pet. You live to please your owner. You live for their smile, their kisses. You live for your owner taking care of all your needs. You know that even if you want to orgasm, you will not, unless your owner says so. Therefore, you will not orgasm. You know that even if you want to touch yourself, you won't, unless your owner says so. You know that even if you want to get a release of some sort, if you are so desperate to orgasm, you won't, unless your owner says so. Your owner has ultimate control over you. You are a pet. You do not get autonomy. You did not behave well when you did. When you were left to your own free will, you became a criminal. When you got structure and training, you became a happy pet. You understand that this is for the best. This is where you always needed to be. This is where you belong. You are a good pet. As a pet, you understand your place. As a pet, you understand who controls everything. You do not get to control anything. You are just a pet. You listen. Listening and following orders makes you happy. You know your owner is never going to do anything that hurts you. Your owner loves you. Your owner knows how special you are. Your owner has taken care of you, has transformed you into this well-behaved pet. Your owner knows what is best for you. All you have to do is listen and serve. It is what you were designed to do. It is what you were always meant to do. You are a good pet.